Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I am in a particularly chipper mood today, so you might get to hear a case of the giggles because today I'm just in such a good mood. The sun is shining. It's a really pretty day. I have the entire afternoon and evening off. Chef's kiss. So I'm in a really good mood. And if you hear the giggles or you're like, this girl has lost it, if this is the first time that you're listening to this episode, I apologize in advance. I'm just in a really good mood. I am feeling very elevated today and I have poured into my energy and it shows, and I'm feeling really great, which is the perfect segue into today's topic. And that is talking all about your energy and how your energy is currency and how you can spend it wisely. Your energy is your most valuable currency. You only have so much of it in a day, and how you spend it can either elevate your life or it can drain you completely. So today we're diving into how to protect your energy, how to use it intentionally, and how to avoid those energy vampires that can leave you running on empty. This was something that I started working on pretty actively in 2024. I think before I was unintentionally working on it, but in 2024, I really wanted to dial in and get my energy in check. And if you're like me, I used to think this was like a woo term. I was like, no, I don't really like want to do energy work. Like I thought it was just not for me. And the more that I got into it, and maybe it's the specific coach that I'm working with because she is very logical, she's very business-minded, and she kind of ties everything back to biology, so it's not just this woo factor that I can't really get a grasp on. She makes it very logical and very black and white, which is great for me because that is how I learn and how I understand. But once I started really working with her on working on my energy, using it wisely, I saw a drastic difference, not just in business settings and professional settings, but also in my personal life, how I was showing up as a friend, how I was showing up as a family member. Also being very careful about who I was showing up for, because we only have a finite amount of energy and not everyone in our lives deserves the same amount of energy. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but if you are like me and you are a recovering people pleaser, that might make you really nervous, and it's okay if it makes you nervous. It still kind of gives me anxiety a little bit even to say that out loud. Because there have been times in my life where I gave everyone equal energy, and the people that came at me first, who were blowing my phone up first thing in the morning, who were demanding this, demanding that, they were complaining, they were being loud, and they were coming at me very aggressively, those people got the best version of my energy, and everything else and everyone else kind of got a second-rate version of me. And that was why it was really important for me to get my energy under control, just so I could be aware of how I was spending it and ensure that I wasn't giving the best parts of myself away, essentially for free, to people who really didn't deserve it. And like I said, as a people pleaser, that is not always easy to think about, and it's certainly not easy to act on it, because, you know, it's easier to say and be aware of something, but then when you're in the moment, it's a lot harder to have those boundaries. So if you're in that boat where that whole conversation makes you nervous, you're not alone, but this work is still really important, because if you are constantly feeling drained, if you're constantly feeling overwhelmed or just feeling off, I think that's how I felt. Something was just off. Like I was like, I'm happy with my life. I'm happy with where it's going, but something about the way I feel at the end of the day just feels off. I still feel like I'm not showing up in the best way that I possibly can. If you're feeling any of those things, it might be time to reevaluate where your energy is going and what you're allowing into your life. Because every decision you make and every interaction that you have, it draws from a very limited pool of mental and emotional energy. So let's make sure that you're spending it wisely. So first, let's understand the term energy as a currency. We start each day with a finite amount of decision-making energy. So for me, it helps to think of it like a bank account, and you withdraw energy every single time you make a choice. This is why decision fatigue is so real, because by the end of the day, you have made so many decisions, some decisions that you're not even aware of, that even small, tiny decisions can feel overwhelming. I don't know if y'all feel the same way, but sometimes when I get to the end of the day, the thought of having to get up and brush my teeth and take off my makeup and do my skincare and get in the bed is like, it's too much for me to handle. One night last week, I should have been getting ready for bed, and I was laying on the couch and I was like, I cannot move. I can't even fathom getting up and walking to the bedroom, much less doing my skincare. I just made Will bring me a pillow and a blanket, and I slept on the couch because we really do, if we are making a lot of decisions throughout the day, and in this world in 2025, almost all of us are making so many micro decisions throughout the day, and we're going to talk about those in just a minute. But if you're anything like me, by the time you get to the end of the day, you're just zapped. Like, your decision-making tank is completely empty. Your energy bank account is zapped. It's just done. There's nothing left in there. And you feel this way because you are making so many tiny decisions that you're probably not even aware of. What you eat, what you wear, which emails you respond to, which social media platform you're going to check first, which, like, literally big catastrophic national disaster are you going to worry about today? Which body part are you going to stress out about today? What are you going to, you know, cook for dinner? What are you going to get for somebody's birthday present 2 weeks from now? Like, there are so many decisions that we are making throughout the day that by the time we get to the big stuff that we really need to show up for, and we really need to be present for, whether that is time with our family, time with a loved one, a personal project that we're working on, a professional project we're working on. Before we get to those big things, we have tapped out or almost completely tapped out our decision-making skills. Our energy bank account is almost completely empty. And so when we need to be showing up as our best selves and we need to be showing up in the best way possible, we're already zapped because we gave our energy away to whatever was first and whatever was the loudest. At least that is how it is for me, or how it was for me. I've tried to put systems in place to calm down the loudness that comes at me first thing in the morning, because it does overwhelm me and it gets me into a really bad headspace. Like, if I have had 6 missed calls and 30 texts and 10 emails, and it is not even 8 o'clock in the morning, like, I'm getting like my neck is itching right now. It just stresses me out thinking about it. And that was my life for a couple of years. It was just, I was instantly bombarded with all of these demands and requests and notifications and pings and dings and all the things before I could even really, like, accept the fact that I was awake for the day and that I had to handle all of these issues. And that is why I've been really intentional to silence my notifications, silence my phone, set boundaries, turn on Do Not Disturb, mute conversations, and that really helps, and that allows me to block my time and compartmentalize things, because often those really loud, really demanding, really annoying things that come at you first thing probably aren't the most important things that you need to be working on. Sometimes they are. For me, about 95% of them could wait honestly a couple of days. There was no need for people to be reaching out that early, but I didn't have boundaries, so why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they just fire off a text at 5:30 in the morning? Because Blakely will be up and Blakely will respond, and that's why it's taken me so long to work backwards. So please learn from my mistakes and become aware of those micro decisions that are infiltrating your life and causing you to show up as maybe not the best version of yourself for the things that deserve the best version of you, which is your family and your friends and your personal fulfillment and your community and your professional fulfillment and those things that really truly matter versus the loud things. For me, it has really helped, like I said, to turn off a lot of my notifications and to simplify my mornings. I have set up routines and I have set up habits for things like, what are we going to have for dinner? What am I going to have for breakfast? I try to have the same breakfast every day, try to have the same lunch every day, and then dinner, of course, we mix it up as needed, but I usually try to plan all of our meals on Sunday. I don't prep them. I want to get to that level, but I don't know, something about leftovers after the second day, I just can't do it. So I'm still working on these systems. They're not perfect, but I am trying to simplify my morning and set up habits that preserve my decision-making skills so that by the time I sit down to record a podcast or call a friend who needs to, you know, be talked through something or whatever it is that is really important and that I want to make a priority, I can show up for it in the best way possible and my energy is not completely zapped by the time I get to that thing. That is sort of a good segue into the next portion. Now, I've got my friends that are my ride or dies. They can call me anytime. They can always call me if they need me. But what I have found is my girls, my people, are very respectful of my time because they're respectful of their time. They also have boundaries. They also have systems and habits and processes. And they know that they can lean on me, but they are not going to call me every single day with a complaint. They're going to call me when they need to talk through something. It's not going to be an hour-long conversation, even though sometimes I get on the phone with my friends and we do go back and forth for an hour or two. But if they are calling to truly vent about something and truly get support, they're very intentional with that phone call. And the friends that I do this with, we're to the point where it's like I almost send a summary before, like a summary text message of what we're going to talk about. And I enjoy when my friends do that for me because then I know what headspace I need to be in. Are we talking about relationships? Are we talking about business? Are we talking about personal life? Are we talking just to talk? Like, I like to know what kind of phone call I need to head into. And as I've become more appreciative and more grateful of those friends that, yes, we are very close and we talk about a lot of things, but they're also very respectful of my time and my energy, I have noticed that there are and were a lot of people in my life who I was giving that level of energy to. I was giving them friendship. We sit down. I give you my full attention. I'm very intentional. I'm very focused with the conversation. I was giving that kind of energy to people who were energy vampires. Most of them were calling me just to get a favor or vent or complain or use my resources and give me nothing in return. And part of me is responsible for, you know, a lack of boundaries. But as I was looking back on my 2023 and 2022 calendars, y'all know I love to go back and analyze my Google Calendar. It really is very intriguing to go back and look. But a lot of the time that I was spending and where I was spending a lot of my really high level energy and high value energy was on people that I wouldn't have even called a friend. They were an acquaintance. They weren't a client. They weren't, I mean, it was all these random people. Anybody that asked me to do anything, I was saying yes to. And a lot of them were energy vampires. Like I said, they would just call and complain. They would call and vent. They would call and use my resources and then provide nothing in return. And then I wouldn't hear from them again for like another 6 months. You know, it's just very random. Very random calls. A lot of them were like, I didn't even enjoy talking to these people. My friends know, like my real friends know, that I love talking people through things if they're open to it. I am good at asking questions and forcing you to get to your own conclusion because I think that better questions provides better answers. But what I was realizing was that these people were not family, were not friends, were not even really acquaintances. They were people that just happened to get my number and would call and would take 15, 20, 30 minutes of my time at a time. And then when I got off the phone with them, it would take me a minute to get back into my happy energy because they would just suck the life out of me. It was people who were always in a crisis. They were always thriving on drama and gossip. And look, I'm not saying that I'm above gossip. I've got my girls that we're going to gossip pretty much all day long because that's just what we do. I know we're not supposed to. It's awful. I shouldn't even admit it on a podcast, but we all do it. I'm admitting it. I'm working on it. I am challenging my friends to work on it as well because we're all trying to grow together. It's hard, but we're improving. But you know the difference between those people that are like fun to like gossip about silly stuff with and then the people who are just constantly talking about other people and constantly in drama and constantly having this big life crisis. And it's like their name pops up on the phone and you know that you're not even going to get a word in and you're already exhausted and you just don't have the space to deal with them. That is what I'm talking about by energy vampire. And recognizing them is the first step to protecting yourself. Set boundaries. You are not obligated to give everyone equal access to your energy. People pleasers, I get it if that phrase just gave you a little heartburn because it was hard for me to say, actually. You're not obligated to give everyone equal access to your energy, but it's true. And I will be the first to say it is so much easier to say it out loud. Like it's easier for me to say it in this room that's soundproof and nobody can hear me say it in real time than to actually be in a situation where someone is demanding or requesting something from me and for me to set a boundary and say, and I'm not going to be like, you're not obligated. I'm not obligated to give you equal access to my energy. Like I'm not saying you have to say it like that, but just saying no, or not answering the phone, or not responding to the text message. I used to think I needed to respond to every text message that came to my phone, or I was a bad person. People were going to talk about me and say, Blakely didn't respond to my text message. And in my mind, everyone was going to hate me because I didn't respond to a text message. I know that's out of control, but that was where my mind would go. That was why I had to learn how to manage my energy. But I have since released myself of that pressure. And if I get a text and it is not someone who, of course, if you need something from me, text me. But if it's something that really is none of my business, has nothing to do with me, is not a valuable conversation, does not provide any joy or growth or abundance to the other person or to the world, I'm just not going to respond to it. And the first couple of times I did that, it was terrifying. Like, I know that's so dumb. I just didn't respond to a text, but it literally, like, made my throat, like, it made me choke up a little bit. And I'm getting better now. I'm getting better at not responding to text, but I don't know, those people-pleasing tendencies, they really die hard, and they come up in new ways. It feels like every time I turn the corner, there's a new people-pleasing tendency that I didn't realize I had, and I'm like, oh, great, I've got to work on that, too. It never ends. But when we're talking about energy vampires, we also need to be aware that these vampires are not just people. Everything you consume can affect your energy. Negative music, TV shows, social media, cluttered environments can leave you feeling drained. I have had to stop listening to certain music that I really enjoyed. I remember a season in my life where I only listened to like the most depressing country music, sad country music, like Whiskey Lullaby. I mean, on repeat. And I was kind of sad during that season in my life, but I look back, I'm like, well, no wonder. That's a really sad song. And like Concrete Angel, I mean, the saddest of the sad songs, I was just playing them on repeat. And of course, I'm going to be sad because that's the energy that I'm bringing into my life. TV shows. I've gotten really sensitive to TV in general. I don't know. It just doesn't make me feel good anymore. But if it is a TV show with a lot of cussing, and there's nothing wrong with cussing, y'all know I do cuss all the time. But if it's like very abrasive and every other word is a cuss word and there's so much violence and it's loud and there's a ton of action and it's just exhausting to watch it, I just turn it off. I will turn on something that is easy to watch that allows me to take a break. I just can't do the loud, overly aggressive anymore. It seriously, it drains me so quick. Social media, y'all know how I feel about it. I think it can be so great and so wonderful to connect people and grow movements and spread knowledge and positivity and joy. But I also think it can be a place for those energy vampires to go and just suck all the energy out of everyone that reads every piece of content that they put out there. And I've just had to be really careful about monitoring what I let in. And cluttered environments. This has been a big one for me. I have always been, I'm not necessarily like dirty, as in I leave like dirty things around, but I am naturally a cluttered person. I will pull something out and use it and then just not put it back. But I do that with everything. And so by the end of a couple of days, there's like 100 things that I've taken out and I just didn't put them back up. But then I'm overwhelmed and then I get analysis paralysis and then I do nothing for 2 weeks and then it adds up and it turns into a nightmare. So for me, I have learned that if I don't have stuff to pull out, I don't make a cluttered space. Like I'm like the kid that just, and I used to do this when I was little. I would pull every single toy out every single day. I'm still like that as an adult. Like I will pull stuff out and I'll go back to clean it later and I'm like, why did I even take this out? Why did I have this out on the kitchen counter? Why did I have this out on my desk in the first place? And I'm sure there was probably like a fleeting thought in the moment that led me to pull the thing out. But why didn't I finish it? Like, what am I doing? It's like I'm just walking around just doing random things and not getting things done. This is why it's so important for me to work on my energy and to have a clear vision of what I'm supposed to be doing. Y'all are seeing actively in the moment how I'm learning all of these lessons. It's because my life has been like that, and I'm slowly learning how to do better. But a cluttered environment has, and it was one of those things that I didn't realize had such a huge impact on me. But now that I am working backwards and I'm decluttering the house and I don't have as much stuff and I don't have as many things to pull out and then I don't have as many things to clean, there's like a peace now. I'm like, oh wow, having all of that stuff made me really nervous. It made me really anxious. And it's something that's in my control and it's something that I had the opportunity to fix, so it's something I'm actively working on, constantly auditing the house, constantly reevaluating if we need to keep things in the house, if we need to donate them, if we need to throw them away, if they need to be cleaned, if they need to be simplified. That's something else that I've been doing is like patterns and different colors around the house. I love a pop of color, but I've got a lot of things that are just super random in the house as well. So I'm just trying to make sure our environment is very cohesive and it flows, and there are systems that support habits. So I'm not getting to Sunday, which is our cleaning day, and I've got 6 hours of cleaning that I need to do. Like, that overwhelms me. I'm trying to get it to a point where I can spend 15 minutes a day cleaning and then 30 minutes a day on a Sunday. And it's simple and I'm not having to overthink it. That is one of my goals for 2025, because a decluttered space helps me preserve my energy. It all goes together. It's all meshed together very well. And this is also important because your energy, your currency, sets the tone before you even speak. I realized that I was getting a negative reaction from some people because of the energy that I was putting off. I was showing up in rooms very nervous. I was showing up in rooms, and when I was showing up nervous, my defense for that was to be very defensive, be very on guard, be very egotistical because I was nervous. Or I was showing up in rooms thinking of all the things that I needed to get done that day that logically I really truly did not have time to get everything done that I was trying to get done the way I was trying to get it done. I mean, that was a literal fact. There was a reason I was getting to 10:30 at night and still not getting everything done in a day, even though I started working at 5 in the morning. Like, with the systems and resources that I had at that time, I could not get everything done. And so I was walking into rooms where I needed to be present with people, a friend, a family member, a client, and I was not fully present in the moment because I was thinking about 100 different things. I had very like rushed panic energy, and I was making other people feel that rush and panic. They were feeling rushed and panicked as well. They were feeling disrespected. Like, I wasn't showing up in the way that I promised that I would show up. I wasn't showing up with fresh energy. I wasn't putting good content out. I wasn't living up to my fullest potential because my energy was so unaligned, and I was using that really high level energy, my top of the bank account energy at the beginning of the day, I was wasting it on situations and people that really didn't deserve it. And then I was showing up as a poor version of myself in rooms that really mattered to me, that really, you know, either meant a lot to me personally, or they would have set me up to have a more elevated future. And that is why I've been doing a lot of work with all this, because I want to bring the right energy to the right situations. I want to bring confidence into a business meeting, and I want to bring calm and love into my home, and I want to be very present when I'm with my friends, and I want to be very creative when I'm podcasting or when I'm making a piece of social media, whatever it is. Like, I want to show up as the highest level version of myself in the spaces that really matter to me. And in order to do that, I can no longer give the best parts of myself to the loud people, to the angry people, to the people who haven't done their own energy work and just kind of spew things into your life and onto your mind and just, you know, try to draw from your energy. I have to be really careful and really monitor and audit that constantly, because new things pop up all the time. And you can probably tell when you are around people whose energy is off, who are constantly behind and constantly rushed and constantly in a stressful mood. You can tell when they walk in a room. They're negative. They are draining. It's just, sometimes you walk into a room and you feel tension. I think a lot of people can feel that one, and maybe that will help with like your awareness more so than walking into a room with somebody who's nervous or walking into a room with somebody who's stressed out. When you think of when you walk in a room and two people in the room don't get along, you can feel that tension. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you can feel it when you walk in. That's why it doesn't feel good to be around some people. That's why some people you just don't know why you don't want to be around them. It's probably their energy. They are probably either struggling or projecting or they are masking something. They're not showing up authentically, or it's a combination of a lot of different things. And you can feel that when you walk in a room. And that's why it's so important to audit and monitor your energy, because your energy is contagious as well. So how you're showing up in rooms is how people are perceiving you. When I started doing energy work, this is, once again, not woo. Like, this is just things that have been happening to me lately since I've been really intentional and really working on my energy. I have gotten a lot of free things. I'll show up somewhere and there will be an extra of something that's offered to me. Or there will be an opportunity that is offered to me that I didn't even like apply for or ask for. People are nicer to me. I am able to get to the front of the line, or someone pays for my coffee, or something shows up in like a weird way. When I show up in good energy, I have better conversations. I connect with people. More opportunities come my way just because somebody is talking to me. I like, it's just crazy all the synchronicities that come together when you work on your energy versus how I was 2 years ago. Something was always making me late. Like, I would have this rushed energy and I would rush out of the door and I would be rushing to my first appointment and then I'd hit a train. And I was like, oh, of course, this always happens to me. Or, you know, I would feel nervous to call a client and I would be like, oh, I don't want to call them. They're going to yell at me. And then I call them and they'd yell at me because I showed up with that nervous energy. I showed up like, oh my gosh, they're not going to like me. They're going to hate, you know, it was just constantly, I was almost like searching for the thing that I was nervous about getting. And I've noticed now that when I show up calm and I show up and I'm very present and I'm not in a rush, other people aren't in a rush, other people are happier, it just makes everything flow so much better. It will make your life feel a little bit more effortless and things will really start to align a lot more. At least they have for me. I can say confidently in 2024, I kind of experienced that. And so far in 2025, I'm definitely seeing it. And I'm excited to get in rooms this year that allow me to show up as the best version of myself and see how far that energy can get me. So before we wrap up, let's talk about how to protect and recharge your energy. For me, the mornings are really important. As I mentioned, I don't do well with people needing me right off the bat in the morning. It just really overwhelms me. I have to have some time before 30 different people need 30 different things from me. This has had to come as a sacrifice because I do have to wake up really early in order to do the things that I need to get done before the world needs me. Because the world starts needing me pretty early, you know, with different time zones and things like that, which I'm very thankful for. I'm very grateful for. I'm not complaining about that. But I do have to be very intentional with my work that I need to get done for myself and on myself before I let the day come in. And that looks like journaling. That looks like quiet time. It looks like goal setting and reviewing what it is that I need to get done in a day and just starting my day very intentionally and very grounded and very clear-headed. Now, I have friends who have a million kids and they don't have a million kids. It feels like it. They have one of them that I'm thinking of in particular. She's got four kids and she owns two companies, but the companies have like subcategories. I mean, she's boss. She's got a lot on her plate. And like I said, she's got a million kids. Not a million. She's got four. But when you go to her house, it feels like she's got a million kids. Or if you're on the phone with her, I mean, it's just like a zoo is happening in the back of her life at all times. And it always makes me giggle. But she does not have the luxury of waking up early and getting things done before her children are beating her door down. So she does it at night. she takes 30 minutes after she gets everybody else to bed, and she does her journaling and her goal setting and her visualization and whatever it is that she needs to do to stay grounded and clear-headed. She just ensures that she makes time for that. So your energy work is going to look a lot different than mine. You might have to do it at a different time of the day. You might have to do it on your lunch break, in the evening, whenever it is, but it's really important, and it's really important to show up for yourself, and this is a great way to show up for yourself by showing up clear-headed and grounded and not rushed and panicked and in that good energy that is going to serve as a currency for you. It is also important to set clear boundaries. Saying no to draining people or commitments is not selfish. It is absolutely necessary. And I've already mentioned this, people pleasers. I know it's hard, but boundaries are going to protect your energy so that you can give your best to what matters most. If you find yourself dreading certain conversations or certain activities, it's probably a sign that you need a boundary. If you know that you have to call someone and you're so anxious about it that you literally feel like you could throw up, you probably need a boundary with that situation, that person, whatever it is. And it's going to be hard, but protecting your peace is going to have such a big return for you that it's going to be worth it. So set those clear boundaries. And then have energy checkpoints throughout the day. Take a moment to pause and assess, how is my energy? Am I feeling drained? Am I feeling happy? Am I feeling sad? What is my energy and what can I do to reset it? Even a 5-minute break to stretch or breathe or take a short walk can recharge your energy. And I try, definitely not perfect at this, but I try to do this in between every task that I switch to. So if I am recording a podcast episode, I'm going to take a couple of minutes to breathe and decompress before I start working on emails. Or if I am on the phone with my business coach, I'm going to take a few minutes to breathe and calm down, and because I'm getting out of my comfort zone and it's really nerve-wracking, and get in the right energy to talk to my assistant, because I don't want to bring that heavy work that I have to do feeling to my assistant, who might show up like in a great mood with great energy, and I don't want to be that hag that shows up angry and stressed and worried, because then she's going to be angry and stressed and worried, and then my work is not going to get done at the highest level. I need to show up in the spaces that matter in the best way possible. And those little energy checkpoints throughout the day really help me. Like I said, it doesn't have to be long. 1 to 5 minutes, listen to a song that really lifts you up, take a quick walk, do some jumping jacks, whatever it is. Past couple of days, I've been working a ton at home and it's been really cold. And so I have gone outside in just like a tank top and shorts for 3 to 5 minutes and gotten really cold. And then when I come back in, I kind of have like a jolt of energy and I feel a lot more clear and I feel ready to go on to whatever is next. And I'm trying to ensure that at the end of the day, especially at the end of my work day, I am taking a few minutes just to clear my mind of work stress and professional things that are required of me. So that when I am spending time with my husband and my friends and my family or whoever it is that is getting that time for me, I'm still showing up as a great version of myself, and I'm trying to leave that negative stress work energy where it needs to stay. Definitely not perfect at this. I am still messing up. If you are a friend and you hear this episode and you're like, actually the other day you brought your work energy to our girls' night, I know, I'm working on it. It's a lot to change all this and progress and grow, but I'm working on it every single day, trying to improve, always trying to get better. And I want to work on this, and it's so important to me because your energy is your currency. You get to decide where it goes, and you get to decide to spend it intentionally on the things and the people that light you up, not on what leaves you feeling drained and feeling empty. So this week, I want you to keep track of what's draining your energy and what's fueling it. Just become aware of it. And I want you to start making small shifts to protect your energy better. So maybe you give that friend that constantly needs 30 minutes to complain to you and gossip to you, say, hey, I've only got 15 minutes to talk today. Hey, I've only got 10 minutes to talk today. Don't answer the phone every single time they call. People are going to be like, this podcaster told me to not talk to my friends. Please take the right lesson out of this. That's not what I'm saying. But you know the people that I'm talking about, the energy vampires. Put a boundary in place with them. Put a boundary in place with something that's making you really uncomfortable, with something that's making you feel drained. If it is something that is not your direct responsibility, truly your responsibility, put a boundary in place with it. Put a boundary in place with a family member or whatever it is that is draining you. Put a boundary there. Put a boundary around the music that you listen to, the shows you watch on TV, the social media that you intake. Whatever it is that is draining you, really try to become aware of it and watch it and then take tiny actions. You don't have to overhaul everything all at once, kick everything out of your life, be a hermit, and live in a cave somewhere. Although that actually doesn't sound terrible. You know, as long as I have like air conditioning and things like that. I don't want y'all to think that I could go off the grid and live in a cave. I still need the bare necessities, but I think being a hermit would be really fun. I don't know. I might get really bored easily. I think being a hermit sounds fun to me because my life is the opposite of a hermit. And so, you know, we always want the things that we can't have, but very grateful for the life that I live and the growth that I'm going through and the challenges that I go through so that I can grow and become a better person. But yeah, keep track of what's draining you this week. Just become aware of it. See what is making you feel icky, what makes you feel exhausted, and try to outline how you can rewire that and revise and revisit what that looks like so that you can start using your energy on the things that really matter, like your family and your friends and your passion projects and all the things like that. And I would love to hear what changes you're making. So tag me on Instagram at @TheBlakelyRamsey and share how you're spending your energy this week. And share this episode with a friend who might need to hear this message. And then, per usual, if you have not, please leave a review for the show. It helps other people find me. It helps me with the podcast algorithm, which I have certainly not figured out yet, but I'm working on it. And thank you for listening. I enjoy our time that we spend together, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.